Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Wednesday, May 29. Coming up in today's episode, crackdown on all involved in Pune Porsche crash. Several students faint in Bihar school as state government receives flak for keeping schools open amid heatwave. Amit Shah's Char Sopar claim, Rahul Gandhi's MSP promise, and Pakistan admits violating pact with India. First up, the investigation teams involved in the Pune Porsche crash are cracking down on everyone involved. From the police officers to doctors who examined the allegedly drunk teen, to the Juvenile Justice Board members who awarded the teen a punishment of writing an essay. The case is now under the crime branch of Pune Police. First, members of the Juvenile Justice Board, especially the two appointed by the Maharashtra government, have come under scrutiny over widely criticized bail terms for the 17-year-old teen who killed two people while driving drunk and driving his father's Rs 2.5 crore Porsche. A five-member committee led by Deputy Commissioner of the State's Women and Child Development Department will inquire into the role of Dr. L.N. Danwade, who released the teen on bail within 15 hours of the horrific incident. The terms included writing a 300-word essay on road safety and depositing two bonds worth only Rs 15,000. Second, Vishal Agarwal, the father of the minor accused, and Dr. Ajay Tavre, who faked the teen's blood report, communicated 14 times on May 19th, the day of the accident, according to latest police investigation. Two police cases have been registered against Vishal Agarwal under the Juvenile Justice Act for bribery and tampering with evidence. Another case has been filed against the boy's grandfather, who allegedly confined the family driver to coerce him into taking the blame. New footage from the day before the crash shows the teen driving another car at a college event, reflecting a pattern of illegal driving. Hours before the accident, he celebrated his class 12th results by partying and racking up a bill of Rs 48,000 at two pubs, further implicating the family's negligence. The police officers who were present at the Yerravada police station are also being investigated for negligence. And next, the Bihar government has come under severe criticism for not closing down schools during intense heatwave warnings. More than 50 students fainted at various schools in Bihar's Sheikhpura today. They were admitted to the hospital and their treatment is underway. Videos show some unconscious students as well as some barely able to walk in the sweltering heat as they are escorted to shaded areas. News agency ANI reported that in one of the schools, the students fainted during morning assembly prayers. One of the teachers, bashing the policy to keep schools working, told the news agency, and I quote, "This order has caused distress for both the students and the teachers. The government's Tughlaqi Farman to keep schools open in such weather is unacceptable, and K.K. Pathak has ignored the issue," unquote. Mr. Pathak is the additional chief secretary of the Education Department, who has ordered that schools will remain open. Leader of opposition Tejaswi Yadav said, and I quote, "There is no government and democracy in Bihar, but only bureaucracy. The chief minister is so weak that no one listens to him even regarding school timings. The temperature is at 47 degrees and at least the little children should have some relaxation. The infrastructure of schools in Bihar is not good, but the chief minister has no control over anything," unquote. Even Nitish Kumar's ally and member of NDA LJP leader Chirag Paswan urged the state government to shut down the schools as the temperature continues to soar in the state, as in the rest of North India. Meanwhile, Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena has directed that labourers at construction sites be given a paid break between 12 noon to 3 p.m. in view of the heatwave conditions in the city, with temperatures hovering around 50 degrees Celsius in several parts, and the maximum recorded temperature in Delhi today stood at 52.2 degrees Celsius. The Weather Department has issued advisory to states like Punjab and Rajasthan to exercise caution as temperatures may breach 48 or 49 degrees Celsius in many parts this week. And next, with one more phase left in the voting cycle and less than a week before Lok Sabha 2024 results are announced, politicians are trying to pack as many rallies and road shows as they can to woo the voters in the last phase. In an exclusive interview with NDTV during the last sprint of the campaign trail, Union Home Minister Amit Shah claimed Char So Par calls are not mere slogans, but a definite reality. Promising BJP's win, he said, and I quote, "In the eastern zone comprising Bengal, Jharkhand, Bihar, Odisha, we will emerge as the biggest party. This is certain. And in the five states of the south, Karnataka, Telangana, Andhra Pradesh, Kerala and Tamil Nadu, we will win and be the biggest party among all these states," unquote. While Congress leader Rahul Gandhi reiterated his MSP promise for farmers in Ludhiana today, quote, "Time and time again, Modi ji has refused to accept farmers' demand for a legally promised MSP. He said it is impossible, a bare minimum demand of the farmers to sell their crops at a fair rate. I promise we will legally guarantee an MSP, no way to stop it, once we come to power on June 4th, unquote. Meanwhile, in a major setback for India bloc member out on bail Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, his bail extension plea will not be heard by the Supreme Court. Rejecting his plea, the Supreme Court registrar noted that the Chief Minister was given liberty to move the trial court for regular bail. The plea was therefore not maintainable. Mr. Kejriwal had sought an extension on medical grounds and requested the court for an urgent hearing today, as his bail ends on Saturday, June 1st, and he has to return to Tihar Jail on June 2nd. And as the Election Commission of India suspended IPS officer D.K. Kutte in Odisha for interfering with elections on Tuesday, BJD leader and close aide of Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik, V.K. Pandya, today alleged it was done as per design of the BJP, which was unable to digest imminent defeat in elections in the state, calling the suspended officer as outstanding who risked his life against Naxalites. Mr. Pandya said, and I quote, "It is as per the design of the Bharatiya Janata Party, which cannot digest imminent defeat at the hands of Biju Janata Dal, and it cannot stand against the popularity of Naveen Babu," unquote, as quoted by news agency PTI. Breaking from breaking news, if you wash your car or lawn using pipes and are wasting water in Delhi, be ready to pay a Rs 2000 fine. Delhi Water Minister Atishi has announced that in light of water shortage, water wastage will not be tolerated. And for this, 200 vigil teams will be deployed by the Jal Board to monitor wastage through wasteful activities, overflowing tanks or home water being supplied for construction or commercial use. Now, back to news. Former Pakistan Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif on Tuesday admitted that Islamabad had violated an agreement with India signed by him and ex-Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee in 1999, in an apparent reference to the Kargil misadventure by General Pervez Musharraf. Quote, "On May 28, 1998, Pakistan carried out 5 nuclear tests. After that, Vajpayee Sahab came here and made an agreement with us. But we violated that agreement. It was our fault," unquote. Sharif told a meeting of PMLN General Council that elected him president of the ruling party 6 years after he was disqualified by the Supreme Court. After the historic summit between the two, Nawaz Sharif and Atal Bihari Vajpayee signed the Lahore Declaration on February 21, 1999. The agreement that talked about the vision of peace and stability between the two countries and signaled a breakthrough. Still, a few months later, Pakistani intrusion in the Kargil district of Jammu and Kashmir led to the Kargil conflict. Quote, "President Bill Clinton had offered Pakistan $5 billion to stop it from carrying out nuclear tests, but I refused. Had former Prime Minister Imran Khan, like a person, been on my seat, he would have accepted Clinton's offer," unquote, Sharif said on a day when Pakistan marked the 26th anniversary of its first nuclear test. Sharif, who is now 74 years old, talked about how he was removed from office of the Prime Minister in 2017 on a false case by the then Chief Justice of Pakistan, Saqib Nisar. He said all cases against him were false, while the cases against Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf founder leader Imran Khan were true. And lastly, IndiGo's female passengers will now be able to see which seats are pre-booked by other female flyers, at the time of web check-in and select their seats accordingly for safety and comfort. The airline said in a statement that this feature has been introduced after market research to make, quote, the travel experience more comfortable to our female passengers and is currently in pilot mode, aligning with our girl power ethos, unquote. Many airlines, unfortunately, reported multiple bad experiences of women passengers last year, from being groped to being urinated on. IndiGo has said this feature will be available to both solo female travelers as well as women traveling with family. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.